9.
Friends, please keep your Bibles open there at Mark chapter 10. And you'll find those outlines helpful as well this morning. Let me lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, help me to preach clearly this morning on this very special passage from Mark's Gospel about a blind man named Bartimaeus. Help us to understand more of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus and to follow you on the way. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome back to the Gospel of Mark. And in the Gospel of Mark, of course, we meet Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And welcome to one of my favourite stories in the Gospel of Mark, the story of the man Bartimaeus. Just to refresh our memories, let's just have another look at the passage through this animation.
Jesus and his disciples went to Jericho, and as they were leaving, they were followed by a large crowd. A blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. When he heard that it was Jesus from Nazareth, he shouted, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." Many people told the man to stop, but he shouted even louder, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him over." They called out to the blind man and said, "Don't be afraid, come on. He's calling for you." The man threw off his coat and jumped up and ran to Jesus. Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man answered, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "You may go. Your eyes are healed because of your faith." Right away the man could see, and he went down the road with Jesus.
I wonder whether you've ever seen catchy, clever publicity like this when you've been driving along the road. Have you ever noticed a truck like this one? Or a bit closer, blind man driving. Well, of course, as you smile and look at a truck like that, you know, of course, that the person driving is not blind at all. Something else is being communicated when you see a sign like that. Well, it's a bit like this when we come to today's Bible passage, because in Mark chapter 10, we have a blind man who's actually not blind. He's not as blind as we think. He's not as blind as others think. We're in the second half of Mark's Gospel, and we know that Jesus has his identity revealed by Peter at Caesarea Philippi, and he is now on the way from Galilee in the north to Jerusalem in the south. And yet Jesus is on the way to the cross, and we've seen this in Mark's repeated use of the phrase "on the way" in chapters 8 to 10. And we learned last week that Jesus is the most precious treasure on earth. We saw the request of James and John to Jesus, and Jesus teaches James and John and the disciples that the most precious thing that they can have is to know the one who has come to be a ransom for many. And we also learnt last week that to be believers, we must also be disciples. And we saw that a disciple in the New Testament is someone who is on their L plates. Disciples are learners. We learn from the Master, Jesus. And when we follow Jesus Christ, we are always learning how to follow him. And when we come to this story of Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, there is no character in the Gospel of Mark that better shows us what it means to be a disciple than Bartimaeus. In fact, Bartimaeus is the most excellent disciple in the Gospel of Mark. He is the disciple par excellence, if you like, the ideal disciple in the Gospel of Mark. Let's have a look at the story and pick it up at verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Notice the circumstances of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is a blind beggar. A blind beggar. He sits by the roadside, or more literally, as we've been looking at the last couple of weeks, it's literally translated as sitting by the way. Sitting by the way. So he's a blind beggar. He's dependent upon others because he cannot work. And there was no Centrelink. There's no government pension back in the first century. And so if you were blind, you had to beg unless you had family who would care for you. And so here is Bartimaeus, probably without any family support, begging by the way. And of course, the way is not simply the roadside, it's the way to Jerusalem that Jesus is treading. So notice the circumstances of Bartimaeus, but notice also the cry of Bartimaeus. In verse 47, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." This is the first time in Mark's gospel that the term son of David is used. And this is the first time that Jesus is called Messiah publicly, because that's what son of David means. It means your majesty. That's what son of David means. If someone said son of David, it's as good as saying to Jesus, your majesty. Of course, son of David was a majestic title for the Messiah. And this is the first time in the Gospel of Mark where Jesus is publicly called the Messiah. Now, that should surprise us, because Mark's Gospel has been going for 10 chapters and no one's called him the Messiah publicly yet. Okay? Peter's called him the Messiah privately at Caesarea Philippi, but no one's called him Messiah publicly until this point. And who calls him son of David? A blind man. It's quite interesting, isn't it? The crowd doesn't call Jesus Messiah. The disciples don't publicly call Jesus Messiah. But the first time that Jesus is publicly called Messiah in the Gospel of Mark is here in chapter 10 on the lips of a blind man, which is quite powerful, because Bartimaeus can't see with his eyes, but he can see with his heart. The crowd, the disciples, they can't see with their heart. They may be able to see with their eyes, but they can't see the identity of Jesus. But this blind man, Bartimaeus, perhaps coming across Jesus for the very first time in his life, recognizes who Jesus is and calls him your majesty, son of David. So notice the circumstances and notice the call of Bartimaeus, but also notice the reaction of the crowd in verse 48. We're told that many rebuked Bartimaeus, telling him to be silent. They don't care about Bartimaeus. They have their concerns elsewhere. They're more concerned about Jesus. They're more concerned about following this particular crowd of people. The crowd is blind to the reality of Jesus, even though they follow him. But the blind man Bartimaeus cries out all the more in verse 48, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, this is where the passage gets really quite interesting, because notice that in this story we have two sons. We have the son of David, Jesus, and we have the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus. Okay, two sons. Now, that isn't it interesting that Mark records the name of Bartimaeus? The rich young man, or the rich man earlier in Mark chapter 10, we don't know his name. But we do know the name of this man, and for very good reasons, okay? Because he would become a faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bartimaeus' name would go down in history, in Holy Scripture, for the last 2,000 years. Millions of Christians have learnt the story of Bartimaeus. But we never know the name of the rich man in Mark chapter 10, because it is Bartimaeus that follows Jesus. So Bartimaeus, the name Bartimaeus, means son of Timaeus. The prefix B-A-R means son of. Timaeus comes from a word meaning to honour, Timaeus, which means to honour. So Bartimaeus, his name means son of the honoured one. Son of the honoured one. But he's not getting very much honour, is he? Bartimaeus is blind, he's begging, and the crowd tells him to shut up. So he's not getting very much honour whatsoever. And so we're left with a bit of tension in the story as to what's going to happen to the son of the honoured one. To the son of Timaeus. Can the son of David help the son of Timaeus? Well, let's have a look at the rest of the story in verse 49. Let's see what happens. Verse 49, Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Now there's lots of lovely nuggets in these several verses. I'll just highlight a few of them to you. Notice in verse 49, and Jesus stopped. Now we can often read that and just skate straight over it and move on to the next line. But notice the significance of Jesus stopping. When Jesus stops, Jesus implicitly acknowledges what Bartimaeus has just called him. Remember, Bartimaeus has been saying, your majesty, son of David. And Jesus stops. In other words, Jesus acknowledges the title that Bartimaeus uses. I mean, Jesus could have ignored him. He could have kept walking along. But Jesus stopped, and that in itself is very significant. And notice that Jesus then in verse 51 asks Bartimaeus a question. What do you want me to do for you? Now, we've seen that question before. Do you remember seeing that question last week? Jesus says to James and John, "What do you want me to do for you?" All right? And James and John answer in a very different way, don't they? Jesus asks the same question to Bartimaeus. What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And then we're told in verse 52, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." Your faith has made you well. Or the literal translation, that word "made you well," sometimes used in the Gospels, it's translated in English as "made you well," but literally it means your faith has saved you. Your faith has saved you. And so what's happening here with Bartimaeus is something not just physical, but something spiritual. Bartimaeus is being brought into a relationship of saving faith with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a very powerful thing that is happening here on the way out of Jericho. Your faith has saved you, says Jesus. And we're told that immediately he recovers his sight. But notice also in verse 52, the wonderful play on words. Thanks, David. Jesus says to him in verse 52, go your way. And then we're told that Bartimaeus follows Jesus on the way. Notice that play on words. Jesus says to Bartimaeus, go your way, your faith has saved you. And immediately he recovered his sight. And which way does Bartimaeus go? Does he go his way? No, he goes Jesus' way. He follows Jesus on the way. So he's following Jesus on the way of the cross, on the way to Jerusalem. Notice how Mark is a wonderful storyteller. Every word, every single word, every phrase is beautifully crafted to make an impact. Notice that Bartimaeus is the perfect disciple, if you like, in Mark's gospel. He recognises who Jesus is. He calls Jesus for mercy, calls out for mercy. He trusts in Jesus and he follows Jesus. He recognises Jesus, he calls upon Jesus, he trusts Jesus and he follows Jesus. He's just I'm not saying that he was without sin. What I'm saying is that he exemplifies the gospel response as a disciple perfectly. And there's no other character in Mark's gospel quite like Bartimaeus, who really shows us the ideal response to Jesus. Once again, to be believers, we must also be disciples. Or we must also be learners. So isn't it interesting how God chooses a very ordinary character, Bartimaeus, to be the ideal disciple in Mark's gospel? And it's just a reminder that you and I are like Bartimaeus, aren't we? We're all blind beggars. All of us need to receive our sight. All of us need to beg for mercy. So all of us are like Bartimaeus, really. And all of us need to recognise Jesus, to call out upon Jesus, to trust Jesus and to follow Jesus. And we're told in this story that Jesus is passing through Jericho. He wasn't staying at Jericho. Jericho was not his destination. He was just passing through. And in a kind of way, Jesus is doing that at Sylvania this morning. Jesus is passing through Sylvania today. And he's wanting us to hear his voice and wanting us to respond just like Bartimaeus, to recognise his identity, to call upon him for mercy, to trust and to follow him. And there's a wonderful quote from commentator Jason Meyer, who says this about people in Mark's gospel. The people that run to Jesus in the gospel of Mark are those who know they are broken, so they cannot deny that they need a healer. They are those who know shame, fear and guilt, but find grace, freedom, peace, love, power and mercy when they meet Jesus. They fall before his feet, and he fiercely and tenderly comes to the rescue, breaks the chains, calms the fears, and gives new life and identity. That's what Jesus does. Martin Luther was one of the great Protestant reformers, and when he died in 1546, they found him the next morning, dead. But next to his bed was a bedside table and a little notebook. And on that notebook were the last six words that Martin Luther ever wrote. What were the last six words? "We are beggars. This is true. We are beggars. This is true." So there you have the great Martin Luther in his dying moments recognizing that we are beggars in need of the mercy of Jesus. And so we are not to be like James and John, who want to sit on the right hand and on the left hand of Jesus in glory. Rather, we are to be like Bartimaeus, humbly seeking the mercy of a Saviour who loves us and who died on the cross for us as a ransom for many. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this wonderful story of Bartimaeus today, beautiful in its simplicity. And Father, we thank you that the simplicity of this true story draws us into it. Help us to realise, Lord, that we are beggars in need of your mercy, and that each day we must come to Jesus in faith and repentance, trusting in what he's done on the cross for us. And Heavenly Father, we pray for our loved ones in our homes, in our families, in our communities that don't know Jesus. We pray that they might hear his voice and help us, Lord, to be those that point to Jesus, the Son of David, the one who can bring forgiveness and peace. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.